You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring on Dallas Cowboys insider for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. It is Nick Harris. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing good. Now, we made the determination that if you skip through the credits, the Netflix documentary of the Cowboys is about 7.5 hours long. So, did you wake up at 2:45 and just complete watching the entire documentary so you could talk about it frame by frame with us right now?
You know, it's funny because I got the episodes a few days ago, and I guess whatever server they had given me or whatever, it was starting to really act up a couple of days ago. So I had to finish 5 episodes last night at 2 a.m. So yes, correct. We are ready to roll with all 8 episodes on fresh on my brain.
Okay. So what were your overall... You know, like Corey has already said, it's very well constructed. It looks very good. I know the content is what's going to fire up or piss Cowboys fans off. What is your general take on the series?
Yeah, phenomenally made. And the Way brothers, the directors of this series, just did a phenomenal job. I mean, they have it on their track record of some of the documentaries that they've done with Netflix, and they really, you know, hit a home run with this one, whether it be the cinematography or the plot directing or, you know, the chronological order of how they go back and forth with the story and explain everything from multiple points of view. They just do a fantastic job. And that goes from, you know, Jerry Jones' early beginnings, you know, in Little Rock, Arkansas, up to when he was thinking about buying the San Diego Chargers and how Jimmy Hoffa was a part of that negotiation.
Hell yeah.
And then later on, I mean, we talk about the 1992 game at Candlestick Park. That one really shines in episode 3 as probably the strongest episode of the series. And then episode 8, you get a really interesting look into the present day and even the potential future at the hesitation of Stephen Jones, Charlotte Jones, and Jerry Jones Jr. And one clip really kind of stands apart from the rest with Stephen Jones. And the director asked him, so what is the succession plan? And Stephen Jones choked up and he said, I don't want to think about that. You know, I'm trying to appreciate every day we have here. So that's it's a really well done series. And I think the last episode, if you're a current fan of the Dallas Cowboys, you'll probably pull the most from that. But if you're a lifelong fan of the Dallas Cowboys and you remember the 90s heydays, but you maybe didn't know certain details, then this entire series is definitely going to be a watch. I think regardless If you're just a fan of sport, this is a series that's definitely worth your watch.
Yeah, I like that. If you're just a fan of sport, I like that idea too. And I lived it. I mean, I lived through the entire thing, and there's still a couple of things that I'm like, oh yeah, I was 8 years old. Of course, I wasn't paying attention to that thing like I am today. In this, have you talked to any of the players that may have seen this? Are there any guys that have checked it out and been like, oh man, that's a different group?
No, I don't know of any players that got early access or anything similar to that. I'm sure over the course of the next couple of weeks, you know, maybe a player or two will have some time to binge it through. But we were able to see some of the players that were in the documentary at the Netflix premiere in Hollywood. It was the last week of training camp where we all snuck down there and were able to see Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin. I think James Washington showed up for that. And just the amount of man hours that went into not only, you know, constructing the story, but the interviews. You know, the Way brothers talk about over 40 hours of interviews that they did with Jerry Jones. I can only imagine what they had to decipher, because sometimes I only have to do about 35, 40 minutes, and it takes all of my brain power away for a day. I can't imagine doing 40 hours. So I really commend these guys' efforts.
Do you remember not that long ago in the Welcome to Oxnard presser where Jerry said that any of his players, including Micah, could get hit by a car, and maybe that's why we don't do a contract extension?
Yeah, and you know what? It's I think it was episode 4 where they spend about 15 minutes talking about the Emmitt Smith holdout, and man, it is so ominous when you're hearing about that negotiation and just kind of the uniqueness of that one, but also how it sounds like every other contract negotiation that's been had over the course of the last 32 years, and just strikingly similar to what they're dealing with Micah Parsons right now as well. It's kind of a fascinating jump back in time, even though it's really ominous as to what they're dealing with today.
Now, everyone is putting out roster projections. It can be lots of fun. When you construct your roster, do you have the guts to put James Houston on the 53?
That's where it gets tough, man, because who do you replace him with? And I think that probably comes down to him and Peyton Turner. And, you know, I think there's a case to be made for both. And I don't know. It kind of depends on how you feel about, you know, Marshawn Nealon's ability to be able to seal a run off the edge, how you feel about, you know, do you feel comfortable with Solomon Thomas sometimes playing that seven tech type of role? He's done it in camp on some, you know, certain rundowns. You know, can he do that on a consistent basis as a rotating guy with Marshawn Nealon? I don't know. But man, James Houston's just been so good to watch in the preseason and during training camp. I mean, his pass rush is incredible. He's had more than a 10% pass rush win rate in every single year of his career. You go back to last year, Micah Parsons and Osa Odighizuwa are the only ones that did that for the Cowboys. And, you know, granted, Sam Williams is back. Donovan Azaraku is certainly going to factor into the mix. But, man, when you have that type of pass rush win ability, you got to find a way to roster it, in my opinion. And, you know, it's going to be tough to figure that out. And honestly, if I were to bet right now, I'm not sure that they put James Houston on the roster. Yeah. But, you know, if I'm playing GM Nick Harris right now, I'm finding a way to do it.
So is Kevin. GM Kevin is definitely trying to figure it out.
Look, so I have a more radical plan. In it, James Houston takes the roster spot of Will Greer, because if Dak Prescott gets hurt, look, this thing's probably a wash anyway, don't worry about it. Just put Joe Milton in and let's ride it out for the season and see what we get. Maybe get a better draft pick. I have radical ideas the Cowboys are not likely to follow.
I like the area that you're in, though, with the offensive part of things. Nick, is the offense, have you gotten a good evaluation of what this offense is, or is it more like, well, I'm getting a better evaluation of individual players?
Yeah, absolutely not, man. And it's I've said this over the course of the last few days. I feel like we don't really know a whole lot about this team. It's probably by design. We are going to know more at halftime of that Philadelphia game than we've learned at any point over the course of the last month. Yep. And that's just the nature of it. And that's the nature of, you know, Brian Schottenheimer trying not to show too much here early on in his first year as head coach. You know, at least from talking to people, it sounds like some of the offense is going to be pretty similar to what we saw under Mike McCarthy. You know, there's a little bit of concept changes, but for the most part, you know, there's going to be some similarities. It's more so sequencing that I think you're going to see probably the differences, you know, as far as sequence of plays, when certain plays are run and, you know, how they're stacked on top of each other to maintain drives. But as far as offense overall goes, man, it's tough to figure out at this point.
Are you feeling pretty confident though in your tackle area, Adeniji and Nate Thomas? I've actually liked what I've seen out of these two.
Yeah, and, you know, you hope you don't have to start Nate Thomas.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
In week one, you hope Tyler Guyton is ready to go, especially given the opponent. You know, you got the Philadelphia Eagles, and then you got the New York Giants in weeks one and two. Really talented edge rusher groups for both squads. So, you know, while Nate Thomas has had, you know, he's been the surprise of training camp, because I think if you had told me going into camp, hey, Tyler Guyton's going to miss some time, then I was like, okay, Awesome Richards, it's time for him to, you know, kind of take
yes.
that forward. And now we're talking about Awesome Richards potentially not making the roster, which is just kind of a crazy fall off. But also on the flip side, Nate Thomas has taken a step forward. But I don't know if he's ready to start a couple of games for you. And so, you know, I would be worried about throwing Thomas out there early on. Adeniji, though, I've liked what I've seen from him, man. He's been really good coming in as a veteran option. And, you know, if he were to step in at right tackle at any point or needs to, I think they would be okay there.
Now, talk with Nick Harris from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram right here on 105.3 The Fan. I think we all realize that, like, that first 53 that you eventually put out, there's going to be a lot of changes to it anyway. I wanted to get your take on, with the injury to Mingo, do you think it is Flannoy or Holden, or could it potentially be both of them that make that initial 53?
Yeah, and the question is, do you carry five or six? And I'm just kind of guessing that I think this offense will carry six receivers. If that's the case, then those last two guys, they have to be special teams demons. And Trayshawn Holden is far from that. And so I see Jalen Brooks and Ryan Flannoy factoring into that situation. And look, I understand. I hear the Trayshawn Holden love from the fans. I get it. I understand it. He's looked good at camp. He's had its moments when he gets in the preseason, but this kid does not have special teams experience, and he's still learning special teams. I expect him to be practice squad for probably at least a year, and then maybe this time next year he's ready to take a step forward in the special teams department.
The Damon Clark we saw on Saturday, that was, I told Kevin yesterday, when he got active, it seemed like the rest of the defense started to get even more active as well. Is that... A, what happened in the mix with him last year? And B, is that the version of Damon Clark you think we're going to see more often this year?
Yeah, last year I think it was a situation where, you know, the defensive coaching staff last year just kind of fell out of trust with Damon Clark.
Okay.
And I think it was kind of by fault of both sides. You know, I think there were times when, you know, they expected more out of Damon Clark and they didn't quite get it. And then I think there were times where, you know, they were probably asking him things that was probably out of the realm of question, you know? And so Last year, it kind of went to hell early on for Damone Clark. And, you know, there were times last year where you wondered if Damone Clark would even make it to the trade deadline. But he's still around. He's stuck around. This new defensive system is really starting to benefit him, this attack style of defense. And, you know, now that he is 100% fully healthy, I mean, he has been for the last couple of years, but really feeling fresh going into this contract year. I mean, you see the pursuit angles. You see whenever he hawks down somebody, how he's able to get to them. You know, the one play that really stands out for me from his performance on Saturday was when Rasheen Ali was trying to bounce to the outside and Damone Clark just chased him all the way to the sideline and threw him out. And that was really cool to see from Damone Clark. You know, I think, you know, he's done enough to stamp a roster spot, which is big for him. And, you know, he's going to be factored in on special teams for sure. And if there's an injury to, you know, either a Jack Sanborn or a Kenneth Murray, that's probably the guy you turn to now.
Now, speaking of injuries, obviously we've all waited and waited to see how cornerback will shake out and who will be healthy when. Have you had an opportunity to discuss with anybody or watch anything about OJ Mutia, the pickup the Cowboys had, I believe it was yesterday?
Yeah, I think this is probably more of a situation of they just need some healthy bodies in this final preseason game.
Yeah.
I'm not confident that OJ Mutia can make the final 53 coming in the final week. They lost another corner this week, Bruce Harmon, to an injury and had to waive injure him. And so this is a situation more of getting just a healthy body thrown into the mix on Friday.
Oh, and then the Joe Milton saga that we're dealing with.
Do people talk about that?
Yes, just a little bit. This makes sense, right? Like, I feel like it's pretty clear that what they're trying to accomplish here, but it just feels like, well, hold on, but don't you want to see your offense get in a rhythm? Why aren't you all these things? But it does make sense what they're trying to accomplish with him, right?
Yeah, and I don't know, because it seems like an experiment, right?
Yes.
You had the same experiment with Trey Lance, and it felt like you were finally starting to make some progress with Trey Lance. It was baby steps, but you're finally able to make some progress. You saw that Week 18 game last year, and there were moments where you could pull from and be like, okay, you know, this might be a serviceable backup option. And then they let him walk. And so, you know, the money is different between Milton and Lance. I understand that. But, you know, it feels like they're kind of back to square one with Joe Milton. And, you know, the fool is me, because at training camp, you know, I saw a pretty consistent Joe Milton. I was like, hey, I think this guy's probably taking a step forward. I think he could be a serviceable backup. But it's been these game environments where it's really been different for him. And I think the discrepancy comes from, you know, we've seen him at camp hold the ball really long in the pocket, and you're not getting hit in the pocket at camp, obviously. And he'll roll out and he'll find his guy and he'll make an athletic play. But in those game environments, those guys are coming at you. And I think it's been the speed has been a little bit different for Milton, and then the footwork has been all over the place for Joe Milton. And that's probably going to be the thing that they hammer the most over the course of these next couple of years with him, is trying to clean up the footwork. Because, I mean, you can look at both of his interceptions over the last couple of weeks. He's just dedicating way too much weight to his front leg. His hip is not even really torquing. It's just all arm action. And you understand it, because he has this elite arm power and he's had it his whole life. But, you know, in the NFL, when you're trying to fit balls into a 12 to 18 inch window, mm-hmm. 40 yards down the field, that footwork has to be super clean. And you saw it on the Mingo throw, the 49-yard completion that he was able to make down the right sideline. Looked good. Footwork was clean, but it just needs to be on a more consistent basis. But if we're talking about going into the year and, you know, you need a backup quarterback to come in and play 2, 3, 4 games. I mean, Dak Prescott has missed time 4 out of the last 5 seasons. It's something you have to, you know, healthily expect. I think you would be pushing the panic button if you had to do that this year.
So it sounds like you're not a fan of my revolutionary Will Greer for Houston play. I know it makes for great clicks and great content about Micah Parsons, but I want to know, with you, do you actually think there's any chance the Cowboys would trade Micah Parsons?
Yeah, I think there's a chance. I wouldn't bet on it. I would probably put the betting on it's pretty long, but I think it's certainly on the table. You know, and if, you know, this rumor about the Packers making an offer is actually true, then, you know, teams are trying to call their bluff as well. So, but everything I've heard from the Cowboys side is that they continue to have zero intention of trading Micah Parsons. And, you know, this relationship definitely has gotten messy over the course of the last few weeks specifically. But I don't think there's anything that a big old check can't handle and, or can't fix. And
yeah.
So, I including back tightness, by the way. I've heard that's really good medicine for it. But overall, I still feel like a deal gets done in the month of September. I've been sticking to that point, whether it happens in week one or week four. I think a deal gets done in the month of September. If we get into October and we're kind of looking at a situation where it's like, all right, the Cowboys are going to let him play out this fifth-year option, that's where I think the odds start really flipping on its head.
Man, great stuff. As always, really appreciate you jumping on with us.
Thanks, fellas. I appreciate it. Have a great one.
Bye, Nick.
There you go, Nick Harris from the Fort Worth Star Telegram. Great follow, by the way, on Twitter. If you
like him more now that he's with the Star Telegram, right? A real newspaper, because you're a newspaperman.
Yeah, we had a chat.
About newspapers, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's say that.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.